so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and we are streaming at thevoiceofvashon.org, and we are also on the app. We're boogieing back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking those songs for you, and I'm playing them for you and for me. Thanks for listening tonight. I decided I needed to find out some new-to-the-show artists, so I hopped onto the Artist Austin Music Awards website, decided to play some award winners from there, and as regular listeners will hear, some artists are indeed new to the show, but others, whom we've heard a lot, are still award winners because they ain't that old. We play new to the show and not so new to the show, and because they are Austin Music Awards, all the artists have a base in Austin. We're going to start out with some interesting rhythms, leading off with that kind of a Cajun sound of Shiny Ribs, followed by some funk. Here is Shiny Ribs with East Texas Rust.
Chica. Ha-cha. Baby, baby, I'm a wasting. If you're a fooling, I'm a fading. I'm advocating a mutual praising. Got paid, beer drinker got played, sunglasses on the blackbird, barbecue is the new word, sleeping bag ain't no good, when you're lost in the hood, it's that West Texas dust.
Let's get it on now. for all alone. Instead of reaching for that shining truth, you rather cop out and do the things you do. Your face and even your last name.
Omar Tomar and the FCs with It Ain't Worth It, single that they dropped on the last day of 2024. They've got a few other singles, but they are popular enough in Austin to win the Best R&B Act, and Tomar was named the Best Male Vocalist. Tomar is Tomar Williams, who got his start singing lead on the Chitlin' Circus with his family band in the late 1980s. He was a producer and a sideman for several decades. And then he decided to just return to his roots right up front of the band. He was introduced to a local instrumental band, the FCs, and voila, Tomar and the FCs. We're going to hear another one from them later on in the show, and it's very different from that one. Leading off that set was the relatively familiar Cajun rhythm of Shiny Rib and East Texas Rust. I got that from their Well After a While album released in 2010. There is a great video of that song from Austin City Limits. It's rather extended, shall we say, but it is pretty impressive. Shiny Rib started out in 2007, started by Kevin Russell, he of the Gourds, and then Kevin calls their music country, soul, and swamp funk. He won Musician of the Year in the 2023 awards. Listen to winners of the Austin Music Awards from the years 2022 and 23-24 right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, checking out these artists with you. Thanks for listening. Well, we're going to shift gears a little bit here. We have an interesting rhythm from the 23-24 jazz vocalist winner, Sarah Sharp, and here she is with Viper Moon.
Was a mellow night under a viper moon. The moment felt so right. in the sand under a viper moon. Nightingale sang a melody for us. Desert winds brought a heavenly chorus. I knew right then and there what I would do. I gave you my heart beneath the stars and above. It was a mellow night under a viper moon. The moment felt so right. The air was filled with truth. You turned to me and said, "Darling, there's only you." I gave you my heart beneath the stars and a viper moon.
That was mighty fine. That was Malat, who is the daughter of Ethiopia and an Austin native and the winner of the 2023-24 award for Best R&B. That video for that song was recorded at Monk's Jazz Club, and her drummer for a show she did in San Antonio is the same drummer with Sarah Sharp, who opened that set. And for the life of me, that's all I could find out about Malat. Before Malat, we heard Sarah Sharp, Jazz Vocalist of the Year, and Viper Moon, and I got that from an album by the Jitterbug Vipers called Phoebe's Dream, featuring Sarah Sharp. The Jitterbug Vipers are Francine MXJX, Bree Romeo, and Masumi Jones on drums. Now, I don't know what the other two play. I saw Masumi on a video that Sarah did. This is Sarah's third Austin Music Award, and Sarah was born in Houston. She was a ballet student, but ultimately went to the Berklee College of Music, and as far as I can tell, she's got 5 EPs, all digital. And for those of you in Austin, she is at the Elephant Club every Thursday, and the Jitterbug Vipers are there every Wednesday. It is a really cool room right on Congress, at least it was 25 years ago when Terry and I happened to go there, and we liked that place. Let's do one more with a kind of a similar feel, and it's a song that you probably are going to recognize. Here covered by the Strings Award winner of 23-24, Kerry Rodriguez, and 21-22 Pianist of the Year, Emily Gimbel, Crying Time.
Es el tiempo de llorar, vas a dejarme. Estoy viendo en tu mirada, lejos estás. Tú te vas y yo me quedo sola y triste. Y presiento que es el tiempo de llorar. Well, they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And the tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you could never grow much stronger if I lived to be 100 years old. Oh, it's crying time again. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Ausencia ser amor más tierno. Con el llanto mi cariño crece más. Y bien sé que por tu amor hasta me muero. Y aunque pasen siglos no me olvidaré. It's crying time again. You're gonna leave can see that faraway look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Oh, it won't be long.
Carrie Rodriguez and Emily Gimbel. Carrie was the winner of the 23-24 Best Strings Award, and Emily Gimbel was the winner of the 21-22 Best Pianist Award. The song, of course, was Cryin' Time, a song written and recorded first by Buck Owens and made famous by Ray Charles, Dean Martin, and others. And I got this song, this iteration of it, from a series of videos that Carrie Rodriguez did with Texas musicians, sponsored by Texas Monthly. And in this one, Carrie and Emily both talk about their parents and grandparents, really well-known musicians. Emily is the granddaughter of fiddle player Johnny Gimbel, who played with Bob Wills. Emily played with Asleep at the Wheel for a while, in fact. Carrie is the daughter of singer-songwriter David Rodriguez and Katie Nail, and she's the granddaughter of Texas essayist Francis Nail. She's a great violin player, as her ward attests. She's got 7 solo albums, and she's got 6 more with Chip Taylor, who helped her get her start. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon on the app, and we're at 101.9 FM on your FM dial. Tonight we're listening to winners of recent Austin Music Awards, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, counting myself among the fortunate to attend an award night in Austin, and I believe, yes, indeed is true, Lucinda Williams was a big winner that year. Thanks for listening in tonight.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Well, thanks to our supporters. Thanks to all of you who listen in at The Voice of Vashon. We have a lot of fun here, and we got about 40 shows by producers of all kinds. So check us out. Check out our new website, too. Well, next up, we're going to move to some R&B soul with a little song from the best band from the 23-24 Awards, the Black Pumas. Here they are with More Than a Love Song.
My respects to the grandma. It's more than a fantasy.
See the lightning almost touch the ground. You hear a voice sometimes by any child sing, fly together.
Fly together.
Well, life feels so hard sometimes and you start to lose your mind. Just grab your sister's hand and fly together. Black Puma, show 'em how. Let's fly together, baby.
Fly together.
Fly together.
She said, or maybe something he did. I could play along and look the other way. But if it's something, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. If you're thinking of taking the high road. Should you let that girl know? Did you do you wrong? You need a lot of load. And were they holding you down? Was he yelling too loud? Did he break your heart back? Are you acting proud? If it's something, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. If you're thinking of taking the high road.
Yes. That was Sir Woman. And the winner of the Best Band in 2022-23 with the song High Road, performed live at Audio Tree. And I'm laughing at the video here. Sorry about that. It made me laugh. Sir Woman is the newest project for Kelsey Wilson, who was the co-founder of the band Wild Child. And with Sir Woman, she's moving away from the kind of folk pop of Wild Child into the soul gospel R&B feel. Kelsey is joined by Ray Patton on vocals and India Spice Reynolds on vocals, Cleon Williams on drums, Ed Mueling on guitar, Montez Garner on bass, and Jonathan Dees on keys. I hope to see an album from them pretty soon. They are really good. Before Sir Woman, we heard Black Pumas with More Than a Love Song from the album Chronicles of a Diamond, released in 2023. They were voted Best Band in the 23-24 AMA. They won a Grammy nomination in 2020 for Best New Artist. They formed in 2018, not that long ago, when singer Eric Burton traveled from California to Austin, busking the whole way. He had a little stop to study music in New Mexico State. And in the meantime, Grammy Award-winning producer and guitarist Adrian Quesada was looking to collaborate with somebody new, and a friend introduced them, and Black Pumas was born. Their first album, self-titled, came out in June of 2019, and they appeared on a bunch of late-night shows in Austin City Limits. And at this point, they have 6 Grammy nominations and only 2 albums out, with more to come, I am sure. We are going to listen to one more in this vein, kind of this vein, I think. And it's we're going to call back Tomar and the FCs. And at the top of the show, they did kind of a funk song. It's called Ain't Worth It. We're about to hear how versatile they are with Day by a Day. Tomar and the FCs on The Voice of Vashon.
Day by day and night by night.
Tomar and the FCs with Day by Day from their debut EP released in the fall of 2015. Tomar, as I said earlier, was named Best Male Vocalist in the 2022-23 Awards, and the band won the Best R&B Act as well. They've got two digital albums called, one of them, Heart Attack, and the other one, Rise Above. You're listening to Bands and Songs that won awards at the 2022 and 23-24 Austin Music Awards here on Boogie Back to Texas, streaming on thevoiceofashon.org and at 101.9 FM. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Well, thanks to our supporters, thanks to a whole bunch of people out there, including, of course, you listeners. Thanks a lot. Next up, we are going to move a little bit from the R&B to the blues, which is not that big a step, actually. Some of the time, anyway. We're going to lead off that set from the 22-23 winner of the Blues Genre Award, Sue Foley, and In My Girlish Days.
Late hours at night, I'm trying to play my hand. Through my window, out stepped a man. I didn't know no better. Oh boy, in my girlish days. My mama cried. Oh, my daughter, look what a shame on you. I didn't know no better. Whoa, boy, in my girlish days. I caught a train, I didn't have a dime. From the home of mine, I didn't know no better. Oh boy, in my girlish days. Thank you. I had to travel, for I got wise. Now I know better, and I still got my girlish ways.
Sometimes shadow,
sometimes light,
sometimes loving,
sometimes fight,
sometimes you're high,
sometimes you're down on your luck.
You gotta get in where you fit in, brother, just don't get stuck.
I don't know,
well, I don't know,
don't need to know,
don't need to know.
Cause I don't know.
Trouble over, I'm gonna sit down for a while.
Boy, that's nice. 2023-24 Winter of the Blues genre, Ruthie Foster and Dunn from 2024 album Mileage. Man, that's good. And Ruthie, by the way, is quite the guitar player and quite the singer and performer. Terry and I have been lucky enough to catch her at the Triple Door when she comes through Seattle. And she was joined on that song by Larkin Poe, and that was a perfect, perfect fit for this song. Before Ruthie, we heard Sue Foley on vocals and guitar, and that's it. Vocals and guitar. She was the winner of the 22-23 Blues Award. The song was In My Girlish Days. This came from the album One Guitar Woman, released in 2024, and the subtitle for this album is A Tribute to Female Pioneers of Guitar. And In My Girlish Days was first recorded by Memphis Minnie, about whom little is known. Sue picked this song, and another one, by the way, in this album as well, because she thought it would shed some light on the myths surrounding Memphis Minnie. She was born in New Orleans. She moved to Mississippi at a really young age, and rumors about her running away, joining a circus, spending time as a prostitute in Memphis. She was a lone female guitarist in a male-dominated blues scene, but she was tough. She fought in bars and outside. Nobody messed with her after that. She played a pivotal role in the transition to electric Chicago blues, according to Sue in her liner notes. I'm Jeff Fletcher, host of Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what you're listening to right here on thevoiceofvashon.org and the app. And I'm playing winners of the Austin Music Awards from 2022-23 and 23-24. Thanks for listening in. We're going to head toward the door with a couple of protest songs, for lack of a better word, I guess. And we're going to lead off with Charlie Crockett and his song, America, which I guess is a bit of a love-hate protest, as a black man and it needs not a lot of explanation. Here's Charlie Crockett. Charlie Crockett and the song America from his 2024 album $10 Cowboy. Charlie is a distant relative of Davy Crockett. He started out in blues and then he has moved into other American kind of roots music, and his 2017 album covered country songs. His next moved more toward Americana, as was his 2022 album Man from Waco, that got 3 Americana Music Awards and honors, and he was born in San Benito, down on the border, also the birthplace of Freddie Fender. He traveled and bussed a lot, and he releases and tours at an almost, I think, kind of frenetic rate. He's got 11 albums between 2018 and the beginning of 2025. We're going to go out the door with Ray Wiley Hubbard and his song Fancy Boys. It's got a bit of a backstory. I'd like to tell it to you. As you'll hear, he has no love of Nashville and all the same fancy boys that come out of there. The dislike could have stemmed from the fact that Warner Brothers signed him after his song Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother was made famous by Jerry Jeff Walker. And Ray formed a band called Ray Wiley Hubbard and the Cowboy Twinkies, and they recorded a self-titled album. And unbeknownst to him, the producer had decided to Nashvilleize it by adding overdub mixes and female backup singers to the recordings. And Ray Wiley hated that, and he tried unsuccessfully to block it. The song we're about to hear, Fancy Boys, is from his album Co-Starring 2, released in 2022. This is the second of his co-starring albums in which he invites musicians he admires to join him on the record, and it's like an all-star lineup on each song. Fancy Boys also includes two folks that you've heard on this show before, Hayes Carl and James McMurtry, as well as Dalton Domino. Ray's got 20 albums out and was the 2024 AMA Songwriter of the Year, his fifth AMA award. Here's Ray Wiley Hubbard and Fancy Boys.
In this false and soulless age, we all tied to a great white whale. Blind faith and promises are hanging on a rusty nail. We all end up in Nashville scrounging for our next meal. When the devil's lawyer shows up, sits down here, it's a hell of a deal. Hank Williams died on New Year's Day in a Cadillac Fleetwood. And now Fancy Boys prance around on stages, well, wailing what's good. Just before our last breath, saying whoever believes the word there shall not taste death. Still we stutter and we stammer and we fall down on our knees, as desperate as a real estate agent at the Salton Sea.
Hank Williams died on New Year's Day in a Cadillac Fleetwood, and now Fancy Boys prance around on stages, well, wailing what's good. They say your life will flash before your eyes, before your soul takes leave, and none but God can see your sins. I guess that's some relief. Before the last waltz is over, a new song shall begin, and the vandals brought the handle back so the pump works once again.
Hank Williams died on New Year's Day in a Cadillac Fleetwood, and now Fancy Boys prance around on stages, well, wailing what's good. Around on stages, well, well, and what's good.
Ray Wiley Hubbard and Fancy Boys from his album Co-Starring 2, right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. You've been listening to award winners from the Austin Music Awards, and that is sponsored by the Austin Chronicle, and a fine set of music it is. Thanks for listening tonight, and I'll see you next week. And we may indeed have a second round of the Austin Music Awards right here on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.